Not much is known about Mudede's interest in contraceptives and gender issues, as he has always been the face of a Home Affairs department struggling to register births and deaths, issue passports, and compile the country's voters' roll. A two-month delay in the announcement of the 2008 presidential election results is widely regarded as part of his signature, though the elections were partially under the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Forget about all these electoral processes conducted by the Registrar General's office, as Mudede appears to be now pushing for the dumping of women's contraceptives. He says women should abandon contraceptives, claiming that modern birth pill control methods are harmful. To grab the attention of the nation and perhaps the international community, he recently took his matter to the National Assembly's Women and Gender Portfolio Committee, where he claimed that birth control methods like Jadel, Depo Provera and Noplant are deadly and should not be used in Zimbabwe.
The effects that are on these drugs are deadly, and the effects are on these drugs have actually sent a fright to many people.
Mudede claimed to have carried out some research which he says indicated that these contraceptives have serious side effects like abnormal vision, depression, decreased libido and fatigue. Results of his research, which included newspaper cuttings, have not been validated by independent doctors and the Minister of Health. To prove his point, he brought to Parliament Chipoma Tuanyika and Mo Blessing Shava, who used Depo Provera and Jadel. This is what Shava said in Parliament.
I have a chest problem.
I experienced chest problems. I started to gain weight and to eat too much that my husband didn't like it. My libido decreased, and at one time I had a miscarriage. My health improved when I switched to natural methods.
But most stakeholders are skeptical about Mudede's so-called research, just like how they have doubted the way he has for more than 30 years struggled to register births and deaths, issue passports, and conduct crucial electoral processes in Zimbabwe. Dr. Munyaradzi Murugira, Executive Director of the Zimbabwe National Family Planning Council, dismisses the registrar's findings, noting that no plan was phased out in the country in 1990.
For the past 15 years, we've been using new types of implants which are in country. We use Jadel, which is a two-rod implant, and recently we have introduced Implanon, which is a one-rod implant. So these newer implants have less side effects, more effective compared to no plan.
Dr. Murugira says, like any other medical product, family planning methods have side effects, but not as serious as being portrayed by the Registrar General.
And there are millions of women who are using this product, and a small percentage of those women will definitely have side effects to the contraceptives. These products are rigorously tested by World Health Organization. In country, we have got what we call the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe. They also look at these products.
Beata Nyampinga of the Women and Gender Parliamentary Portfolio Committee says Mudede's remarks are worrying many Zimbabwean women using some of these birth control methods.
It really sends some shockwaves to a lot of women of this country. They don't know what to use.
Other lawmakers are also worried. Parliamentarian Hubert Nyanongo says the Registrar General should work with the Minister of Health on this sensitive issue.
It is proper, as you have come up with an idea, to also work out liaise with the Minister of Health, so that the Minister of Health can also conscientize the public, can also conscientize the nation.
Indications are that the Minister of Health is not interested in Mudede's work. Dr. Owen Mugurungi, the ministry's acting principal director for preventive services, says all medicine used in Zimbabwe is registered in the country of origin and rigorously tested by the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe. Dr. Murugira agrees, stressing that despite the strict control on the importation of drugs, some are smuggled into the country and bought by locals in the black market.
We would want to urge women to use methods which they get from designated points, because a lot of our women are getting products from the black market. That's where we're getting a high risk of women using expired products.
Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe Director Gugu Mhlanga could not be reached for comment. The Zimbabwe Association of Obstetricians and Gynecologists dismissed Mudede's claims and urged women who are currently on hormonal contraception to continue using them. Chairperson of the Zimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights, Dr. Rutonde Bonde, said while Zimbabweans had a right to information around health issues, such information must come from credible and accredited sources in order to give them the right scientific-based information.
There is research which has been done by the Registrar General may be a good piece of research in its own sense and have its own merits. It must be subjected to peer review by those who are experts in that field.
According to Dr. Murwira, there is evidence that 27% of women who use natural birth control methods fall pregnant compared to less than 2% on modern contraceptives. Despite some flaws in Mudede's so-called research, the House of Assembly's Women and Gender Portfolio Committee is expected to produce a detailed report of its findings on the use of contraceptives in Zimbabwe. Some critics would have wanted to see the same probe into how the Registrar General's office has conducted electoral processes in Zimbabwe since Mudede took over the ward seat. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.